There's an enigmatic pasuk in this week's parsha, Parshas Naso. Apologies for those who have not yet made aliyah. For some of us, it's next week's parsha, Parshas Naso. Bimlos Yemei Nizro, Yavi, Biyom Melos Yemei Nizro, Yavi Oso El Pesach Ol Moed, Yavi Oso. He brings Oso. What does he bring? So Rashi says, and this is found likewise in the Targum of Yochus the Yonus and Ben Uziel, Yavi Es Atzmo. Yavi Oso, he brings, Oso means he brings himself. That's a non-standard use of the word. Usually, Yavi Oso means you bring something else. But Rashi says, what else does he bring? He obviously brings himself. Okay, Rashi, Targum Yonus Ibn Uziel, many other mafarshes, it means he brings himself. And they point out that a handful of places in Tanakh where it's used in this non-standard way, of course, that becomes a bit of a mystery. Even if it could be that two or three times, you know, in the whole world it's used in this non-standard way, why would Hashem choose to express it in this strange way, Davka right here in the Torah? Which causes some of Farshim to suggest that maybe the Pashup Shad is something else. He brings something else. What does he bring? Rashbam says it means he brings his karban. And the Meshech Chachma, B'derech HaPshat, says it means he brings his hair, right? Because he's going to like cut off his hair. So it could mean he brings something else, his karban, he brings his hair. But Rashi and most of Farshim say it means he brings himself, Yavioso. But what does it mean he brings himself? Usually, there's a word for bringing yourself in Chumash. It's called coming. Right? A dozen times in Chumash. Uba el Pesach ol moed. You don't bring yourself. You just show up. So why Davka here? What's unique about bringing himself? So the Nitziv and Rav Shimshon Falhurst say basically the same thing. They say, no, this has to do with the whole point of Naziris. What's the whole point of Naziris? Naziris is... it's a process, right? For 30 days, the ikar is refraining from the wine, also refraining from tumah, also refraining from haircuts, right? What's the point? It's this very, very unique experience. What's the point of this unique experience? So they say the point of this unique experience is this person sensed there is something chaser about them, there's something that needed fixing about them, there's something that needed tikkun, and they went through this process to rectify what's wrong with their personality and to fix it. What in Yavietzmo to bring yourself? Usually in Torah, when I go someplace, it just says Uva. I show up because there's just like, I'm just coming. There's nothing, I'm not bringing anything. You don't bring yourself, you just come. It says a Nazir is different. A Nazir is not just coming. Coming means he's him and he shows up. Like everyone else who shows up to the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan in the Chumash. No, the whole point of a Nazir is he brings himself. There's a new himself that didn't used to exist that now he can bring, because after his 30 or however many days in the Zeros, he's become a new person and he brings that new person. He's actually bringing something new. He's not just showing up. Showing up means here's me. No, he's bringing the new himself with the lessons he learned and what he gained from the experiences of the precious of that 30 days or however long it was. And he brings that new person to Pesach Ol Moed. And he says, here, Hashem, I'm not the person I was 30 days ago. I'm not the person I was when I started the Zeros. I'm a new person. And that's why I'm now coming for you in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the diuk of Yavi Es Atzmo. He brings the new person that he is. And what's, I think maybe we can tie it in a little too, in Yonah Dioma, right, what did Rav Yosef say when he was talking about celebrating Shavuos? If not for the Torah, how many Yosefs are there in the Shuk? Meaning, what kind of person are you, right? There are a lot of people in the Shuk. You put the Torah into someone and you become a different kind of person. Nowadays, we don't really have the Zeros, okay, historically. In every generation, there are one or two unique individuals who took upon themselves the Zeros. But nowadays, when we can't bring our Korbanos at the end of the process, we generally try to avoid that. But there's another kind of Nazir crown you can have on your head. And that's a crown that's available to everyone, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Keser Torah, right? Ultimately, what's the point? The point of Shavuos is not just to celebrate the fact that we got the Torah and that makes us cool that we get the Torah, that we get the opportunity to do mitzvahs and rack up like points like in our ledger book up in heaven that we can trade in for prizes after Be'ev Esrim. No, it's that by coming close to Hashem through the Torah, by being poorish from things we need to be poorish from, by working on what we need to work on, we become a different person. We become a different person. Yavi Oso. We bring not just ourselves, but we bring someone who's didn't used to be ourselves, who we've just created, who we've just created now. And the Rav likes to talk about that, how ultimately, you know, part of walking the way, imitating Hashem, Hashem created man. This is a little bold. Most people don't necessarily take it so far. Hashem created us. So we have to create ourselves just like him. And the way we create ourselves is by making the right decisions, by growing in Torah and mitzvos and Yir Shamayim and becoming a different person. And maybe that's just a nice lesson from Shavuos is almost always Parshas Naso, during the week of Parshas Naso. A nice lesson from Parshas Naso for Shavuos. Yavi Oso, to bring the new you that every year we're mekabel the Torah, we're not just mekabel to keep the Torah, but we're mekabel to take the Torah and use it to make ourselves deeper people and greater people and higher people and nobler people and holier people, so that maybe every year, every day we come before Hashem, we can be mekayim, even though we're not an Uzzer, yavi also, to bring a new me that I created that's greater than yesterday's me, greater than last month's me, greater than last year's me, and mirtz Hashem, keep growing and growing and growing and coming closer to Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.